In this segment now, the theme is changing of the guard. There's an expected changing of the guard underway in the House of Representatives. Of course, we'll find out tomorrow when we get results, presuming there aren't too many recounts. But if the Republicans retake the House of Representatives, if the Senate stays with the Democrats and the gridlock that Todd Zwillick has been talking about all morning ensues in Congress, what will be the outlets for Republicans to project their power in the House? Well, they've got a number of options. And listen to Minnesota Republican Representative Michelle Bachmann suggesting what might happen come early next year if the GOP does retake the House.
No, I think that's all we should do. I think all we should do is issue subpoenas and have one hearing after another and expose all the nonsense that has gone on.
Expose all the nonsense that's gone on in hearings and subpoenas and investigations in the committee structure inside the House of Representatives. Michael Tomasky, editor-at-large for The Guardian, you alluded to at least one possible investigation that the Republicans might start immediately. First of all, good morning to you from Washington. And where do you think this heads, assuming the Republicans take the House of Representatives?
Yeah, good morning. You know, this is something that most Republicans, Bachmann is kind of an unrestrained id of the Republican caucus, but this is something that most Republicans don't really want to talk about as openly as she does. But there are a couple of others who do, a guy named Daryl Issa from California, who would take over a key committee, assuming the Republicans win the majority today. But they, I think, undoubtedly want to launch a number of investigations into various aspects of the Obama administration, like they did with Bill Clinton when they took over in 1994-95, and hamstring the administration. And I don't think it's a stated or understood goal necessarily among a lot of people that they want to impeach Obama. But let's just say that if some of these investigations lead to things that Rush Limbaugh and others can whip up into the idea of high crimes and misdemeanors, that would be perfectly fine with them.
All right, we're talking with Michael Tomasky, editor-at-large for The Guardian and editor of the quarterly journal Democracy. Let's give, and again, we're not trying to be conspiracy theorists here. We're simply talking about headlines that are going to emerge from the consequences of this election. And one investigation apparently centers around what happened in 2008 in Philadelphia. Can you lay out the details of this story that we're likely to hear about if Republicans take over the House?
Yeah, well, the details are rather dense, but to put it in a nutshell, it involves this group called the New Black Panther Party and allegations that they intimidated voters I presume white voters in polling places in Philadelphia. And this is a story that doesn't get much oxygen in the mainstream media, but on conservative talk shows and conservative blogs, it's much discussed. There's a former Justice Department official, a Republican, who alleges a cover-up within the Justice Department or a lack of interest in pursuing these allegations once the Justice Department changed from Bush to Obama. Now, in fact, it was dropped within the Bush Justice Department, but you know, that doesn't really get in the way of these charges. So that's one that's going to be looked into.
All right. So possible intimidation at a polling station in 2008 and disinterest by the Justice Department would mean a committee would investigate the Justice Department for some kind of cover-up of election activities in 2008. Conservatives have talked about it. It's perfectly legal. And in fact, there's a bipartisan tradition of opening even outlandish investigations in Congress, regardless of the outcome. There's nothing illegal about Congress trying to look into this to get some attention for themselves, right, Michael Tomasky?
No, of course not. Of course not. They can proceed as they wish, and different administrations have responded differently. I mean, you might recall, John, that Dick Cheney and I think one other Bush administration official who's escaping me right now. But Cheney certainly ignored a congressional subpoena after the Democrats took over. But something tells me the Democrats don't quite have the stuff to handle it in that tough a manner.
Well, then that would suggest that some of these stories, outlandish or not, may have some real traction over the next 2 years and be set up as platforms for 2012. Whitewater was such a case. Paula Jones was such a case for Bill Clinton. And then, of course, we all know what happened after the Monica Lewinsky scandal broke. Do you think any stories that are sort of looming out there in conservative talk radio that would become investigations in the House have the kind of staying power that some of the Clinton stories did, Michael Tomasky?
In addition to the new Black Panther story, there's this thing that some of your listeners may have heard about. Conservative suspect Rahm Emanuel broke the law when he had a couple of conversations with a couple of Democrats, dangling federal positions in front of them so that they wouldn't run for office and run primaries against Democratic incumbents.
That's the Colorado case. There's a case in Colorado.
Colorado, right. And also I think there's an allegation involving Joe Sestak in Pennsylvania. There'll be hearings also probably on more substantive things like the TARP bailouts and the bank bailouts that the Tea Party people hate. Now, I have no
which,
idea.
And
what,
hearings which should have been held during the Obama administration if they were politically astute.
Yeah, right. I have no idea what they think they'll unearth there. But the bottom line is, John, that these investigations, as we saw during the Clinton time, they can dominate the inside the Beltway chatter. They can dominate the media. They get trumped up on Fox and paraded on Fox and Rush Limbaugh. But the rest of the media follows that agenda as long as it's a salacious story that will bring nice ratings. And it can move the administration off of its actual governing agenda. And it can do damage to the president in his approval ratings. So,
although, let me just push back. I mean, yeah. Fox schmucks. So candidates have been holding hearings to create careers for themselves for a long time. I mean, you got Joe McCarthy. You've also got Lyndon Johnson, who created a career for himself by running a committee looking at the Korean War procurement tactics, some of which were nefarious and absurd. Obama should have seen this coming.
Yeah, he should have seen it coming. There's several things that the administration should have seen coming, but they'll see them now, I guess.
All right, Michael Tomasky, editor-at-large for The Guardian and editor of the quarterly journal Democracy, giving us a sense of what the Republican-dominated House, if the House goes that way, would take up as a new business in the Congress that convenes next year. Michael Tomasky, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, you're hearing us speaking to lots of experts about election today, but we want your expertise. We want you to report for us. Check in with us after you vote. Just text DECIDE to 69866. That is 69866. Tell us how the voting went, what you saw, how you feel after voting. And don't forget, you can actually capture your polling place by uploading a photo or your audio to thetakeaway.org. You can also send your photos through our new Takeaway iPhone application, and you can download that at thetakeaway.org. And remember, tune into thetakeaway.org tonight, all night long. Todd Zwillick will be analyzing the races. He'll have a live video stream going. You can actually interact with him as he's doing that. He'll be giving you the election returns via cardboard cutouts of candidates and actual pie charts with pie. You can stream that at thetakeaway.org. tonight.
But seriously, this is a tapestry of American democracy on this 2010 election, which really bookends an epic of political history like no other, and we want your participation. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Go to thetakeaway.org. Lots to do. Democracy 2010. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.